This is your friend John Walden from Colorado Springs. I'd like you to join me in a Bible study about a man in the Old Testament named Jehoshaphat. Remember what I said before, that the studies in the Old Testament are given for our admonition and learning. God has encouraged us in the New Testament to make use of the Old Testament. He's done this by quoting the Old Testament over 800 times in the New. And unless you're familiar with the Old Testament, you're not likely to understand too much of the New. Jehoshaphat, one of the kings of Judah, after the kingdom was divided between Judah and Israel. Judah, you remember, had several good kings. Israel had none. All of the kings of Judah were descendants of David. Those in the northern kingdom came from 8 or 9 different dynasties or families, and not one of them was a good man. Jehoshaphat, in 2 Chronicles chapter 17, was said to be a man who walked in the first ways of his father David. Now, I'm sure that Jehoshaphat had read the scriptures. We know this because it says he walked in the commandments of the Lord. He knew what the Word of God taught. I'm sure that Jehoshaphat also profited by the mistakes of those who'd gone before him, including his own father, Asa. Asa was a good man. There was a revival under Asa. He did very well until the last 5 years of his life. It would seem from the Septuagint, the Greek version of the Old Testament, that very likely Jehoshaphat ruled with his father Asa the last 5 years of Asa's life, and undoubtedly he saw that his father had made some wrong choices. He did see that David had made some right choices, and it says he walked in the first ways of his father David. He didn't follow David's mistakes, but he believed in David's God. I'm sure that he often read and rejoiced in the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And perhaps the 32nd Psalm, "Blessed or happy is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." Let me ask you, have you begun right by making a right choice, by trusting the Lord? By receiving Christ as your Savior, are you resting in the finished work of Christ, that He died for your sins and rose again? Well, this man believed God, and he sought not to Balaam. He didn't turn to idolatry. He believed in God. And verse 6 of 2 Chronicles 17 says, "His heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord." Or the margin says, "His heart was encouraged in the ways of the Lord." Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. The high places were the places where they worshiped the sun and moon and stars. And the groves were the places where they carried on their religious immorality. The worship of idols was always accompanied by that. Now this man encouraged his heart in God's ways. Chapter 19, verse 3 says he prepared his heart to seek God. And chapter 20, in verse 3, says he set himself to seek the Lord. So there was real conviction here. He prepared his heart to seek God. He got alone with God and got these things settled. He really knew the Lord. And then he set himself. There was determination in all this. He was a man who wanted to live for God. He was a prayerful man, too, according to this 17th chapter. It says he sought the Lord. He made a habit of going to God about things. And then it says he walked in His commandments. He didn't simply pray about these things. He was obedient when he got a word from the Lord. Reading and praying every day will help you on the narrow way. Neglect of these will surely be sorrow and sadness of heart to thee. Don't forget that, fellow Christian. The Christian life, then, is a matter of making the right first choice, receiving Christ, and of making right daily choices by reading God's Word and spending time in prayer. So much for the good part of Jehoshaphat's life, his beginning was good. Now, Jehoshaphat made some mistakes, and because the Bible is inspired, God is very careful to tell us the truth about these men. He records their mistakes, their sins, as well as the good things about them. Jehoshaphat's weak point was his association with the wrong kind of people. Now, when I was a boy, my father taught me that a man is known by the company he keeps. And many an unconverted person has learned to his sorrow that associating with the wrong company was thus leading deeply into sin. And many a Christian has learned to his sorrow that if he does not maintain a strict separation from evil companionship, it will wreck his spiritual testimony. Now, the Lord never expected us to live as hermits. He expected us to live in a world that's filled with unconverted people. But he certainly did not expect us to join in with it. Jehoshaphat, we're told in chapter 18 of 2 Chronicles in verse 1, had riches and honor in abundance and joined affinity with Ahab. Ahab was a very wicked man. His wife Jezebel was a very wicked woman. Ahab was the king of Israel, a northern kingdom. Jehoshaphat had no business at all joining in with him. Now, this ungodly association eventually led to Jehoshaphat's son, Jehoram, marrying Ahab's daughter. And Ahab's daughter was very much like her mother, Jezebel. You can read about it in 2 Kings 8, 16, 18. The result was that Jehoram's life was completely wrecked. You see, no man liveth to himself, no man dieth to himself. Be careful about your association, parents. Your children are going to suffer from this. Later on, Jehoshaphat made the same mistake. He joined in with Ahaziah, and they built a navy together. Ahaziah was the next king of Israel, just as wicked as Ahab. And Jehoshaphat joined up with him, and they built a navy. And the Lord said, I can't let this man get away from me. And so he just destroyed the whole fleet. Well, that was a cheap way of getting back. I mean, it was well worth what it cost. That's in the last part of the 20th chapter, 2 Chronicles. You can read it when you have time. The Lord brought him back to himself. And this teaches us a very useful lesson. God's way for his children is the way of separation. Now, this separation has to be, first of all, separation to God. If it's just separation from evil people, then it'll be Phariseeism. But it is separation to God. The Lord has called us to himself. We belong to him. When a woman marries, she no longer expects to continue her association with old friends. She's now married to one man, and that's her husband. And she's glad to belong alone to him, if she's a good woman. And if you have been joined to Christ, if the Lord Jesus is really your lover and Lord, you ought to be glad to belong to him alone. But separation to God always means separation from evil. How can two walk together except they be agreed? You can't walk with God and live an evil life. So the Lord wants you to turn from these things. Well, when Jehoshaphat got into trouble, he did the very wise thing. The 18th chapter, verse 31 says that he turned to God. What do you do when you see that you have sinned? Do you decide that you're lost? Do you decide that you are not saved? Or do you decide that as a disobedient Christian, the thing you should do is to turn back to God in honest confession? That's the scriptural thing to do. So Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. He never turns away from one who looks to him for help. In the 20th chapter, you read again that Jehoshaphat bowed his head. Isn't that nice to read of a king? Usually you think of him as being rather proud. But he bows his head in the presence of God and acknowledges his need of him. And the same verse tells us that he led all the people of Judah in worship. So you see, he led God's people back to himself. This is the second of the four great revivals. And he led the people of God back to true worship. He got them together to celebrate the Passover as they ought. Well, he was restored to the Lord, and the next thing you see about Jehoshaphat, he's singing. It's wonderful to get back to God. You'll be a happier Christian if you confess these things and get back to the Lord. And the 20th chapter tells of his singing praises. Now, the victory hadn't been won yet, but when they praised, it says, God acted. That's in verse 22. They turned to the Lord in real praise, thanksgiving, and God came in, and the result in verse 30 was that the land had quiet for many years. I can tell you from experience, brother and sister, you must trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. If you haven't received Christ as your Savior, remember that He died in your place and rose again, and take Him as your own personal Savior. If you have received Him, remember He wants you for Himself. If you've gotten away from Him, remember that He calls you to confession, to come back to Him. And if you appreciate what He's done for Him, sing praises to Him. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy dear Son. We thank Thee for what He has done for us and is doing, and we thank Thee for His soon return in His own precious name.